Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 40 for week 42 of the Rotary year, April 15th, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Well, now that taxes are behind us, it's time to start recognizing and celebrating some of the best of the Des Moines schools. It all starts this Thursday when we present our annual scholarships to a selected senior from each of Des Moines' six high schools. Now, believe it or not, the generous donations to the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation help to support each of the $8,000 scholarships awarded to each student. It's also interesting to note that the scholarship monies may be used for any type of training or education that furthers the student's progress. Obviously, many of the recipients go on to successful collegiate careers, but others have attended a technical or trade school. The important thing about the selection of each student is understanding how the scholarship assistance will impact them and their future plans. Many times, we've come to learn that the recipients are the first in their families to advance beyond a high school education, and with the opportunity of a very bright future. I personally look forward to these particular meetings, as I think it's one of the best meetings of the year. If you're able, plan to arrive a little earlier than usual to greet and congratulate these honored students and their families. And if that's not enough, the following week's meeting on April 25th will feature five selected educators from the Des Moines Public School District, and we'll present them an honorarium in recognition of their excellence in education. Again, support of the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation provides funding for each honorarium, plus placement of a plaque in each school where the educator teaches. It's a wonderful way to celebrate one of Rotary's six areas of focus on basic education and literacy. Here's something you might like to be aware of now that the weather is turning nicer. The Rotary Club of Greater Des Moines has teamed up with the Woodward Lions Club to sponsor a bike ride and pancake breakfast to benefit World Bicycle Relief. The ride starts at 9:30 a.m. at the High Trestle Bridges Trailhead in Slater at Earl Grimm Park, and the breakfast is being held at the Christian Church in Woodward at 100 South Main Street. Tickets are only $10 for a day of fun on wheels. One other item of note in your spring planning is our own Rotary Club of Des Moines International Summit on Monday, June 10th at Unity Point here in Des Moines. Our International Service Committee has really taken this summit to the next level in attracting local agencies with an international focus to an annual meeting. Additionally, they've been successful in securing guest speaker Roger Thoreau, the 2009 Action Against Hunger's recipient award. Thoreau is a renowned author, international correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, and fellow for Global Agricultural and Food Policy for Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Now, the poster exhibit and registration begins at 12:30 p.m., and the program begins at 1 o'clock and will wrap up around 4. Free parking in Iowa Methodist's parking garage is located on the west side of Iowa Methodist's campus at the corner of Pleasant Street and 14th Place. Also, all Rotarians are encouraged to sign up and attend our District 6000 conference hosted in West Des Moines this year by District Governor Tom Narek and his wife Carol. Remember, we will not meet as a club on Thursday, May 2nd. We would encourage you, at the very least, to try and attend the All Clubs Luncheon on Friday, May 3rd. It'll feature our own Suku Radia as the keynote speaker. Now, no doubt by now that you have experienced Fluor Drive's one-lane squeeze, so please be planning ahead and take that time into consideration when planning your travels to Wakanda Club on Thursdays. As a reminder, we have a busy calendar this Thursday with the International Service Committee and the Membership Development Committee, both meeting at 11 a.m., and then the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee will be meeting at 1 p.m. If you're looking for a makeup opportunity, feel free to reach out and visit one of these meetings. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I surely hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.